Canva presents stories to keep you up at night. It was an ordinary work day until...
The Singapore presentation is at
3 a.m.
The office was shocked.
That's when we sleep.
Maya made it less scary with Canva.
I'll just record my presentation so Singapore can watch it anytime.
Record and present anytime with Canva presentations at canva.com. Designed for work.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Nipple clamps, pulling teeth, pens, dominatrix.
Yes, we go!
Everybody, welcome to episode 57 of Is We Dumb? Joe Paisley,
Dan Cummins,
and this. So it's a little different around the office recently because you're back out on tour.
Yeah,
which obviously it's going great.
Yeah, it's been fun.
But I want people to point. I want to point out that we haven't seen each other for probably like what 5 days,
right?
Until 4 minutes ago.
Right. Exactly. Yep.
You showed up. You're like, okay, You spent the morning prepping offsite.
Yeah.
You came in. We're like, okay, got it. Blah blah blah. And you just run this over, and here we are.
It's nice. It is nice that we've been doing it for a little while.
Mm-hmm.
And so as things kind of go, you know, further on, it takes less brain power, you know, to get kind of ready and to get back into it.
Right.
Just because you've done it so many times.
Right. You look over the script. You go back and forth. Like blah blah blah. No, I think you're gonna be okay with this one.
Yep.
You have no problem with this one. If there's any prep, you're like, okay, well, this one, mm-hmm. I'm gonna talk about like zebra dicks, like we did a while back. You're like, oh, okay, yeah,
okay,
I love zebra dicks.
Yeah, I can talk about that.
Of course, that's my passion. It's my one true love. But you are out on tour, and I saw video footage, and it seemed like things are going well.
Yeah, it's so fun. It's like things have snapped back now, and people are so ready to laugh. And it is interesting too, just after doing it for 20 years, how your just brain has adapted to do it. And it's like riding a bike, you know, like it comes back so fast. And I was worried about going into tours, worried about not remembering material, basically not remembering how to do stand up. And that's fine now.
You were scared about not being able to do your job.
Right.
You're like,
right.
Shit.
I can't remember how to do my job.
But there's not a boss to fire you. I guess the club could be like,
the club,
you'd never come back.
But the material's coming along, the new stuff, and been doing some fun old bits. And then also like the divisiveness kind of culture. I was worried about like, you know, you're getting stuck in these little echo chambers online. You're like, oh man, everybody is angry out there.
Yeah.
And then you go out into the real world. And you're like, no, actually, like the silent majority is like coming out to the and like they seem just fine. And I had some like new material, just like addressing how the media tries to pit us against each other, and people seem so ready to hear that, like they're thinking about it too. That was so refreshing. So good on all levels.
I love the idea of that separation because it can only get so ridiculous and so divisive that before you get fed up with it, and you're like, wait,
right?
There's no way it's this divided.
No,
let's head on out. Let's talk to each other.
Yep.
And realize we're all pretty much somewhere in the middle-ish.
Yeah, they pick those extreme, which I get for like interviews, you know, and stories. They pick examples that are so extreme on the left and the right, and those are the ones that go viral.
Get those comments, shares, likes. Yeah,
it's in the zeitgeist. Everybody's talking about it. But then you realize like that is the tiniest fraction of society as a whole.
Mm.
And actually, I got to talk about this with the Black Rifle Coffee guys. We've been drinking their stuff around the office for a while. Got to do their podcast down in San Antonio. I don't know when it'll come out. But they're such good dudes. And they're so misunderstood. It was so interesting to talk to them where it's like because they're, you know, almost all, you know, veterans and things and pro-gun, the people put them in this category of like, well, they must hate gays and they must hate these people. And they're just, you know, like these extremists.
Mm-hmm.
Not at all. Level-headed. Didn't know that Black Rifle was extremely pro LGBTQ. Very much so, like outspoken about it. It's just another refreshing thing of like, you know, a lot of people like to throw everyone in boxes. Oh, you're in this little box. So you hate all this stuff and you love all this stuff. And it's like, no, that's not true.
Right. And sometimes all it takes is liking a single thing.
Right.
That's it. And it's like, okay. Over.
Yep.
Here you go. And they, you know, whoosh, hit your little stick. Right. Like, get over there.
Right, right.
You like one thing.
You like one thing, so you must like all these other things. It's like, no, that's not how people have ever been.
Yeah.
There's lots of nuance. So it's been fun. And yeah, just really refreshing. And just to see so many people laugh at, and I love that our audience is still like really mixed, left, right, middle, but they can all laugh at the same things. And that just, after the last year and a half, I find that very hopeful.
Right.
Hopeful.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we try to do that.
Yeah, absolutely.
And actually, the one thing we have for junk mail today at the end of the show is a lot about this.
I love
about just trying to figure out this left and right and who's in the middle and it has to do with Facebook. It's great.
Okay,
so it's in there for today.
Cool.
And then where do you go next? What's going on?
I think by the time this one comes out, I'll have already done Portland.
Right.
So I'm guessing. Hopefully, I had fun there, and then it'll be Philadelphia and. Oh man, Philadelphia and Columbus, I think, coming up.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And if there's any questions, and we do get emails about, hey, is Dan coming here?
Yeah, DanCummins.tv.
Dan, go to DanCummins.tv, tell you exactly where the fuck he's going. We do have some new merch to talk about.
Oh yeah, I'm excited to see these.
Okay,
the cards.
Right, we're kind of doing this across the board with Bad Magic Productions, with all three of the shows.
Yeah.
We're Scared to Death, Time Suck, and with Is We Dumb. But we have these playing cards.
Ah.
So we've got some Is We Dumb playing cards. Well, you see our dumb faces on the back of every single card, which, if you're terrible at poker, are you good at poker?
No, I
feel like you have a brain for poker.
I used to play. I got good. I was okay at it. I played a little bit and got good enough with a few little like local games that I went to the casino a couple times and did some like hold'em tournaments. But my problem with is patience. With
right,
I know
that's
how to
mine.
Play. Yeah, I know how to play hold'em correctly.
Yeah.
And if you play it really correctly, it is so fucking boring because it's a long play and you're folding so many hands and you're slow playing and all these things. That's like I used to watch World Series of Poker and almost kind of forget. It's like they're showing the highlights.
Right,
they're not showing the 13 hours before this little play happened where they're all just like fold. My typical arc with poker is I'll do well for about an hour or two, and then in my head I'm like, I'm tired. And then I'll just start playing crazy wild.
You got some cool shit going on like that's not in this room right now.
Yep.
I'm going to check that out. I'll
do this thing in my head where I'm like, I'm going to give myself six more turns, and I'm either going to win big or I'm going to go out hard. And everybody else, it sucks for them because I'm just like ruining hands, staying in when I shouldn't. Yeah, all that stuff. Yeah. What about you? Are you
not
same
really.
Thing you said? Not the patience to play
patience
hours and hours and hours?
I just don't care that much.
Yeah.
But yeah, sure, I can play it.
Right.
I know how to play it and I know what hands are good and which ones to fold.
Yeah.
I won't do it. Especially because almost every single time I've played poker, you're drinking.
Right.
And by the time you have more and more drinks, you're like, I'm just going to bluff this.
Right.
Fuck these guys.
Right,
you guys
right.
aren't my friends. I'm going to take their house.
Yep.
God,
I love a bluff. I love a crazy bluff.
Uh-huh.
And I'm bad this way. Like, if I got a really good bluff in, like, a home game, I mean, it's really, like, a dick move to do this at a casino. Like, you'll really piss off the serious poker players, which
sure.
I get. But, like, at a home game, when you bluff hard, you have nothing, truly nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going against somebody who actually has a good hand but not the best hand.
Mm-hmm.
And you actually get them to fold right at the end, like on the river, like that for like a substantial pot. And then you just throw down like a two of clubs and a five of hearts. And just to see the anger. Just like, and they had, like a full house or something. Like, God damn it.
Right. But that's the fun.
Yeah.
You see, you're my favorite player. So I would watch you. I'd buy your merch. Because that's what it's all about. Fuck these guys.
Just they show me on the World Series of Poker, and it's like, number of tournaments won. Like, everything is just zero, but they just like to stay on me. Like, because I'll knock out other good players before I get knocked out every single tournament.
You're one
just
in 50.
Disruptor.
1 in 50.
Right. Right.
And they show the highlights of that one tournament you bluff in the way all the way through.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Like, what the fuck?
I won one tournament in, like, 2007. And then just lose wildly in all the other tournaments.
And you dress like you're the goddamn champion. Everything's gold.
Oh, I love, I haven't watched it in years, but I loved the guys who would get like really into it with their visual too. There was one guy, there was a bunch of Phils. There was like three or four big Phils. Phil Ivy, I remember. And then this one Phil.
Phil Collins.
Phil Mickelson. They all play a lot of poker. I just try to hold that to be true. Phil Collins, Phil Mickelson.
Phil Sanchez.
I can't think of another famous Phil. But he had like he would like do like the Unabomber look.
Oh, yeah.
He would pull his hoodie and the sunglasses.
Yeah.
And he was just so weird. Just made things like to make things uncomfortable for the other players.
Just sat there, did nothing the entire time.
Right.
It was all inside.
Right.
That was the point. Okay, so we do have Who the What Fuck on today's show, and we'll get into that here in just a little bit. But if you want to buy the playing cards, we have a ton of other merch that's released right now, including the Just Don't Volume 2. Go to badmagicmerch.com or iswedumb.com. All right, we're going to jump off to the juice flower.
Okay.
All right, roll it.
The very super most important starting question.
You ready to get fucking juiced, bro?
Let's get juiced, bro.
Oh, fuck yeah, dude. This has been sent in so many times. And the reason I'm putting it in here is just because it's been sent in so many times.
Okay, okay.
It's like I've seen it floating around. There might have been some other shows that have covered this. It's a very popular one.
Okay.
But we've never brought it into the show, so we're doing that right now today.
All right.
So your mom and your wife switch bodies, and the only way you can switch them back is if you fuck one of them.
Hmm.
Would you fuck your mom and your wife's body, or fuck your wife and your mom's body?
Oh man, I don't find these online, so I haven't seen this.
Oh,
my gut instinct is I'm going. Oh my god, it's so terrible.
It's so bad.
It's so bad.
It's a lose-lose.
It is. I was gonna say like
or
my wife's body,
depending on what you're into, Zach. Don't fucking don't judge me.
I was gonna say my wife.
I'm gonna judge you.
My wife's body. But man, that's so creepy. That it's like my mom's soul inside, like my mom's
your brain. It's a goddamn brain. But so yeah, you're fucking your wife's body.
Oh my god!
And then it just
this
starts
is terrible.
Like,
the more I think about it.
For me, it just starts like belittling you about financial planning. You're like, does that feel good? She goes, yeah, it doesn't feel good as you could have a lot more money in your savings account. Like, god damn it! Just shut the fuck up. Just take it, and I'm going home. Everything's back to normal. Please forget this.
God, this is terrible. Right. I'm just trying to think like the way to make it the best of a very, very bad situation. I think it has to be like ball gag doggy style. Like, I don't want to hear you. But I still know. Now I'm fucking even kinkier sex with my mom's brain. Like my mom's getting.
So you're going like the more physical than mental version. So like as I process it, yeah. I thought about it. I do, you know, it's like the mech warrior kind of theory where we all have these bodies, but we are here.
Okay.
We're 100% mental.
So you're going to fuck your mom's body with your wife's brain.
You fucking betcha, bro. No, but it's just so mental. Like, that's who you are.
True.
Like,
true.
You get all of these things chopped
you're
off.
You're just a vessel.
You have no anything left.
Yeah,
and you're
true.
Alive. You're still you because your brain's there.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, consciousness is in depth. Yeah, yeah. So,
is there a darkness that's dark enough for fucking your mom's body with your wife's brain? Can we turn off any more lights?
I know. You'd have to blindfold yourself and in a completely
have some
dark room.
Some AirPods in.
Have AirPods in.
Playing your wife's voice.
You're doing so good, Daniel.
Right, right.
Oh, you know how I like that.
Yes, I do.
Oh, my God. Okay, what about this? Okay, well, this feels like cheating, but I'm just going to get out of my system now.
That's fine.
I tried to think of a loophole where it's like...
Poop hole loophole.
Oh, my God. That'd be weird. That'd be weird if I'm like, what about this? And I'm like, I just want to fuck my mom in the ass. Like, wait, what?
No, she can have her brain. She can have her body. I just want to fuck my mom in the ass.
Oh, my God. Just some horrible, like, other... Like, no, that's not even an option. That's just horrific. I just go quickly to the beginning. Okay, fine. I'll fuck my mom in the ass.
No. Want me to reread it? Wait, what'd you say? Yeah, can you please reread it? Yeah, 1 second. You know, it's your mom and your wife switch bodies. Oh, shit. That's harder.
Oh,
that's,
okay.
That's harder for me to figure out.
No, what I was going to
say. Oh, so they switch bodies. Oh, okay.
No, what I was going to say is this, like, if at first it felt like it could sound like date rapey, but if, like, you agree beforehand, which is weird, they have to agree with your mom's consciousness, but it's like, you agree, like, okay, you're going to take this drug and you're going to go unconscious. And then maybe or maybe not. I come in the room later. But it'd have to be a thing where it's like, I don't even want her conscious, but I want her to have agreed prior to being unconscious so it's not rapey. So, like, sometimes I think my wife's body, mom's brain is in there, but it's asleep.
I picture you just, you jumped all of this. We go back to what you said before. Like, yeah, I'll butt fuck my mom while she's unconscious. Be like, no, you missed something. You heard the question correctly.
Okay. Yeah. So I arrived at the solution. I'm gonna hit my mom with a head, and then I'll butt fuck her.
No. One more. Okay. One more time. Just read it again. You're like, I don't. Okay. So it's bad.
God, no. This is a nightmare.
What if your mom gets, she's like, I like this body. I will take it because my body's it's all worn up.
Like an old ass body.
Old ass body. I'm going to take this body.
Well, then I got,
that's a fight.
Is there a time limit on this? Do you have to go to climax or is it just insert and then one, she's back?
One pump. I think you have
I'm
to
thinking
go.
Climax.
I think you have to go for it.
Yeah.
That's going to be a lot of tears and a little bit of cum.
Oh my God. Now
so divorce is an option then too, right?
It is, but they're never changing back.
Now I'm just picturing like, oh my God, this, it's so messed up. Just such a mental thing of like wife's body, but like face to face, like cowgirl style. Just like,
you're getting so big, Daniel.
You're almost there.
You're such a strong boy, Daniel.
I know this is weird.
I knew I raised you right.
I know this is weird to say, but I'm so proud of you.
God, you sure know how to take care of a woman. I'm so happy that I raised you this way. Shut the fuck up!
No! Every time she says something like that, just like it just goes limp. Like, nah, it's going to take that much longer.
She says something like, you can only click the headphones up so loud. Like, shut up! Whatever you're saying, say it quieter.
Then mom's like, your mom's like, let me just put it in my mouth for a little bit.
Mom, no! She's doing all this shit.
She's
you're
saying
screaming.
All the things. She's like, you can sneak it in the back. No, Willow! Stop!
I'm just trying to switch you back!
Put it in my butt. It's like, no!
You're like, you're reading your lips, but you don't want to, and you listen to like DMX or some other shit to pump you up in your AirPods. X gonna give it to you.
Oh my God. Your wife's body, like, arm, grabs your hand and puts your thumb in the butt. Come on! No!
Listen, if we're going to do this, I'm going to come too. It's been so long, Daniel. It's like, Jesus Christ.
Oh, God.
It's too much.
It's too much.
But if I do go back to that, it is, like, you know, talk about the Mech Warrior. We're just in this body.
Ugh.
I have to have sex with my wife. So I guess I'm going to fuck my mom's body.
Because
it is still her. It's her. And then they're back, and you have some drugs and some therapy, and you just hope that things are okay. And you just hope your mom passes away and you don't have to worry about it anymore. And then you're right back to square one.
You're right back to square one.
Things are great now.
That's your plan? Just like telling your wife and your mom, look, she's going to die. What you do.
It'll be weird in 5 years.
That's what you do. It's like your wife's conscious. If like the consciousness flips back when one of the person dies, like their body dies, if the consciousness then reverts,
okay,
then that's what you do. Like, you know, like I just picture like, you know, my wife in brain and my mom's body and just like all of a sudden just starts like eating horribly and doing like crazy workouts trying to spike the heart rate.
Well, since you have a heart attack. You're going to end up fucking a dead body.
Oh, that's how we do it.
Okay. So
that's how we do it.
We're reversing. Fine, I will butt fuck my mom's dead body. Okay, last time, Dan, I'll reread the question.
I'm gonna have to go with my wife's body.
Wife's body with mommy in there?
I just can't. I can't physically bring myself to have sex with my mom's body.
So it's super. It's just physical stuff.
It's gonna have to be, and she's gonna have to be real quiet.
It's gonna be a great story. Like you're gonna come out the back end of this with a great bar story. You're like, fucking what?
True.
So all right. So you're going that way.
That was one of the most horrific ones we've done so far. That really is like hurts my brain.
Ooh, celebration. All right. Oh my God. I think I have to go intelligent.
That actually made me a little bit nauseous. Like legit, a little bit nauseous.
Same.
Wow.
Anyway, so those are our thoughts on it. People are wondering what our thoughts were going to be, and now they know.
Okay.
All right, we're just going to move on.
Let's do it. I'm warmed up and I'm sick.
No way of figuring that one out. And you had a fun story on the road, and that's where we're going next.
Okay.
Roll it! Zach!
Dumb. In the wild.
Have a look at this little beauty.
You motherfucker.
So glad to get away from that now.
What, from Zach?
No.
Oh.
The moms.
Oh. moms and bodies. Okay, so you were on the road, as we talked about, with stand-up.
Yeah.
And you ran into a nightmare of a rental car return situation.
It was a terrible rental car return to have my first one back. Because I had rented a car in San Antonio and then drove from San Antonio to Houston, drove from Houston to Dallas with Mary Santor, by the way, who's so funny. She did such a great job starting the shows off. But and then she actually, I had a later flight. So she took the Uber to the airport at Dallas-Fort Worth and flew out, you know, back to Cleveland. I went and dropped the rental car off, you know, later that morning. And so part of the confusion was I just hadn't been to this airport. I didn't pick the rental car up at this airport to know how ridiculous it was. The Dallas-Fort Worth airport, like, property is gigantic. Like, a lot of the cities, like, you know, Dallas-Fort Worth is a huge metropolitan area, too. I mean, population and just, like, size, geography-wise. And this airport, it is just the most ridiculous. I have dropped off so many rental cars. And so the dumb thing to me is, like, whoever designed this, it's like you're going, at least when you approach from the south, you're going to the airport and you pull off, like, rental cars return this way. And then every other airport I've been to, it is no more than maybe like three turns and no more than I would say like 5 miles.
Sure.
Unless it's off property.
And 5 miles is even a, like, I would almost say.
That's a long ways.
Yeah. Like five long minutes. Ways. It feels like 5 miles. But right. 5 miles is fucking huge.
Yeah. Yeah,
you should be there in 5 minutes.
Yep.
Yeah.
And there are some facilities around the country that are like, yeah, truly like an LAX and stuff, like off of the airport, way off the airport.
Exactly. Yeah.
And that's a different thing. But this one is, I think, technically an on-site rental car thing. And you pull off and you drive for so far. I'm not exact. I swear to God, it was like 20, 25 minutes.
Jeez.
And you're driving and you're driving like 45, 50 miles an hour too. I'm like, what the fuck? On this like service road, so many like signs. Rental car. Keep going straight. Rental car. Keep going straight. Rental
you're
car.
You're doing it.
Turn right. Rental car.
That's a bad sign. If you have like highway markers or road signs that are like, no, you think you passed it. Keep going, buddy.
And it wasn't saying, like, I know, but yes,
but that would be so funny.
Yes.
Like, oh, if they're like, God, oh my God, I know, you feel like you missed it. You didn't. Keep going, those. Buddy.
Yeah. It needed those. Because you go, and then I'm like north of the airport. I'm pretty sure, maybe I have my directions backwards, but I'm pretty sure I started south and I'm going north of it now. But I drove clear past all the air, and I just kept thinking I've like missed. I pulled over one point, redid my GPS. I'm like, am I sure? I'm
right.
Looked up the rental car agreement. I'm like, okay. And then kept going, and then like looped back around, and then kept going. And then here's the dumb design thing. To get into the rental car return area, you drive right past where the buses go to take people who have just dropped off the rental cars and take them to the airport terminals.
All right.
And it says like rental car, and it points like a little arrow like to the right. And so I'm like, okay, like I'm following rental car signs. So then I go on the right, and now all of a sudden it's nothing but a bunch of like a bunch of do not enter signs. And I'm like, well, I got to fucking enter somewhere. Like, what's going on here? So then I go into this parking lot right in front of me, and it's people who, I guess, they just flew back. Or no, they just dropped off a rental car, and they don't need to go to the airport. Maybe they just, like, returned
it. Like a local rental situation?
Yeah.
Sure.
And okay. I guess, like, they're not going to go to – it's a weird setup. There was no, like, that I could tell, parking garage right next to it. And I guess some people would have maybe family pick them up and just take them home or pick them up and take them to the park. It didn't make a lot of sense to me. Yeah. I've never seen this configuration.
What are the percentages that you're doing airport rental and you're not picking it up and dropping it back off where the fuck you came from?
Right.
Like, who the fuck? Like, are there no other rentals closer to your home? You're like, you know what? There's a great spot and I know it. It's 20 miles out of town at the airport. And that's where I'm going to get my car. And
right.
Then just pick me up in 5 days.
Right.
It's like, no, fucking go to fucking $3 the other way.
Yeah.
And there's your goddamn car.
And I've seen other airport returns where there's the little semicircle where the buses like go when you drop off your rental car and you take the bus to the airport.
Yeah.
And then there's also a parking garage for people who like parked their cars
there.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And then come back and get them. It's all in the same configuration.
Yeah.
And there's, but this had like an extra little parking lot for the families of people, like we just talked about, that I guess had rental cars.
I've never heard of this.
Never heard of this before. It was so fucking weird to me. And so I ended up in there. And then I'm like, well, this isn't where I need to drop my car off. So then I get back out of there, and then and I can see the rental car drop off just over this fence. So I'm like, fuck. So then I drive over towards the facility, and some other guys follow me, by the way, and I ask him, I'm like, you know where you're going? He's like, nope, I'm following you. So there's two of us lost now.
Let's go, beep, beep.
Let's go. We end up in the bus area, like all these do not enter signs, where it's like, this is like the bus storage area. And I'm like, what the fuck? But I can't find anybody because the labor shortage, there's like no one hanging around. So I'm like, God damn it. So then I get in, then I end up in the bus area. And I did this on purpose, where you're picking up people to go to the airport. And I just fucking parked my SUV in the middle of this, like stop traffic. fucking oh, and then it was fun. For some reason, my passenger window wouldn't open to talk to the person. So I'm like, great, I'm just gonna park it. I just get out, walk up to a bus, and just start. I'm like, hey, I need help. And people are looking now because I'm like, there's no other cars between me. The guy who's following me is still behind me.
Sure.
There's just the two of us in buses. And I'm like, I don't know where the fuck I am. Uh-huh. And I'm like, I need help. Just return this rental car. And so then he luckily explains it to me. I had to go back out of this area. Three more turns, I think. It was like another like mile and a half to go all the way around to the back end of this thing.
You should have just drove home.
Oh, my God. It was so...
You should have made it back to Coeur d'Alene by now.
It's the only time in the history of me taking rental cars in over like 15 years when I honestly thought about just leaving it on the side of the road, getting in the bus, going back and just calling Hertz and be like, hey, man, but that fucking SUV, it's by the side of the road over here. I don't fucking care anymore.
It broke down.
It broke down.
Did it?
What
no,
can you do?
It didn't.
No, but I hate your facility.
He's like, did it break down? It's such a familiar problem. Like, yeah. Did it break down? You're like, actually, I got so frustrated I parked it. No, we get it.
Well, but then when I finally got in, and what was funny is like, also in the past, there's been huge signs. Rental car return here. They make it super obvious because they know it's a pain in the ass if you haven't done it before. Nope, bunch of tiny signs for this place. And the signs to get into the return were no different really than the signs to get into the area where you're not supposed to go. Finally get in there and the guy was like, hey, how's your trip? And I'm like, honestly, I'm like, the trip was fine, but returning this car was a fucking nightmare. I'm like, this is the most confusing facility I've ever been in. And he gave this response of like, yeah, I know. Like he has this conversation 40 times a day. Everybody's like, what the fuck? So the dumb in a while to me is like, you have this very expensive airport facility.
Yeah, it's fucking huge.
It's huge. Inside the Dallas-Fort Worth airport, I will say it's a very nice airport inside. They had a bunch of cool-ass shit. They had this huge EA Games gaming testing site where like couches and those cool gaming chairs where people get to play for free, and they probably had 40 screens.
That's awesome.
The best layover thing just to play Call of Duty, like whatever.
Sure.
They have all this stuff. The restaurants are nice. It's like new. Fix the fucking rental car situation. And you don't even need to, like, you already built a stupid fucking scenario. Like, it shouldn't be set up this way. I'm not saying you even need to, like, rearrange that. Just change the signs.
Right.
Make the signs before that one area where you go to the, just have a big sign being like, not rental car return. Go forward for rental car return.
Yeah.
And
next exit.
Next exit.
Or two exits. Return. Or right. Whatever it is, yeah.
But don't have like 15 signs leading you for 20 minutes to the rental car return and then another sign just being like rental cars. And it's like, it was ridiculous. And in addition to the guy following me, I was in that little area probably like 10, 15 minutes just being lost. I saw so many other people pulling into U-turns.
Just like beep, 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 beep.
This happens all day long every day. Uh-huh. And I bet it's been happening for years. And none of the fucking people in charge can just be bothered to put up a goddamn sign.
How much money do they make off like late returns though?
Maybe
like if you're a half hour late.
Yeah, maybe that's it.
And they make so much fucking money off confusing everybody. How bad would you... Okay, dark humor side.
Yeah.
This guy was... You guys make a friendship.
Sure. Guy following me?
Yeah, I'm lost too, bro. It's crazy. I know. I'm just trying to get out of here. Like, hope you had a good trip. You too, man.
Yeah.
My family's great. And you guys are like, yeah, give little hand signs. You take off and he gets smashed by a bus. And you're like, oh, shit. Like, just gets monster truck behind you.
I lost Jerry.
You're like, oh, fuck. And it's your fault. Because you let him into the fucking buses thinking you're just going to park your car. He's dead. And it's blood on your hands.
When you said it's going to get dark, for some reason, my mind immediately went to a different scenario where the two of us get so frustrated continually being lost that we abandon returning the car. We go to a gun shop. We stock up.
Uh-huh.
And then we just come back with the mission not to return the cars, but to find whoever designed the charge and terrorize them. And so then it's just us pulling up into the little bus facility and just getting out armed and be like, who fucking did it? Who built this? I want a name. No one else needs to get hurt.
He lives in Australia.
All right, Jerry, get in. We're driving to Australia now.
Let's go. You guys leave to go get guns and you can't find your way back? You guys just like, God damn it, back in the terminal again? How do we get to the rental cars? No, that is super frustrating. It reminds you of like, you know, like a casino where it designs all of it to make you walk past more things.
Exactly.
Like, I would love to just go to my elevator.
Right.
I could have a walkway right through here, but you're bending me around a quarter mile.
Yep.
It's just the same idea.
I'm amazed with that kind of stuff. And there's other examples you run into where it's like a big company and they are doing well and they have all these great things, but you can tell this one kind of important feature, they just never really product tested it. You know, where it's like, because we even do that here on in our small, like little, like mom, pa, like podcast things, we tested concepts. We tested the episodes of each show, like a test, like right. with a variety of people to make sure, like, hey, are we in the right wheelhouse? We listened to like listener feedback to kind of shape the shows early on, did all that. And then you have these huge companies, or you have this huge rental car facility, all this money. Just hire like 50 people, 100 people to return cars with given no information and see how they do. And out of 100, if 75 of them get lost, then maybe you refine things.
If 100 out of 100 take off and start some Mad Max shit
right.
in the desert, then you need to fix your signs.
If 30 of your beta testers abandon their cars and start living in like a fucking Thunderdome out in the desert.
Start burning them
right.
to keep warm at night.
Right.
Then you might need to change some signage.
If half of your testers end up forming a new dystopian community outside of Dallas, and within 6 months, half of those are dead and the other ones are wearing their skin, then you realize we got to fucking tweak things
Let's
a little bit.
Let's just maybe switch it up a bit. Yeah. Just think about it. Consider it.
Can you imagine that system? They're like, what happened to the first round of product testers? And they drive some people like out into the desert and show this fucking crazy community.
Helicopter ride out. Fucking 200 miles out. There they are.
They just fly over them, and it's just people like wearing fucking skin. Human skin masks and everything. And I was like, yeah, no, they tried to return their cars, and it led to this.
They were in like 7 scalped heads. Like their hair stacked up. It's like 5 wigs on top of each other. That's the king. They measure royalty by how many scalps you have on top of your head.
That's the king of the Hertz beta testers. He's gone fully feral.
I love it.
I love that guy. Like before he tried to like sign up for the beta like rental car, he just like an accountant, you know, like father of three,
pretty quiet guy,
pretty active in his church and everything. And then cut to him getting so frustrated that he can't figure out how to return a car that he's becomes part of a dystopian community, and he fucking kills his way to the top of this like insane pyramid.
I picture him wearing like some sort of transformer suit made out of like broken down car parts. He's just like beep beep, like headlights over his fucking, you know, on his shoulders. Yeah. Like he's the god.
Right. Yes, that's such a good look.
All right. Like a steampunk transformer.
Yes, yeah.
That's kind of what I see here.
That's awesome.
Okay. So there's that, and I'm glad that you made it home though.
Thank you.
Didn't miss your flight.
Didn't miss it.
No one died. Nope. That you know of.
No one died that I know of, so it was good. Overall, it was good.
It's great. So fix that shit, Dallas. I'm not kidding you. Okay, let's move on to our first story for Who the What Fuck. You ready?
Ready, Freddy.
Bah! What the fuck is going on? This is such a funny story to me because I've never thought of this angle before.
Okay.
And we'll get into it here in just a second. So this is a Dom. You're familiar with like sub and Dom, right? Uh-huh.
BDSM.
So, yeah, Doms are demanding that their submissives get vaxxed.
Oh, like in more like casual hookup kind of ads?
Sure.
It's so like they're not going to
they're doing
fuck
stuff. They're not going to give you your sub. Fetish stuff unless they have their vaccination card.
They're only going to spank a vaccinated bottom?
Spank a naughty bottom.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It got to be a clean naughty bottom.
It can't be too naughty.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So when the COVID-19 vaccine came out earlier this year, Bob, who also goes by the sobriquet Manish Boy, was on the fence about getting him. He was wary about the speed at which the vaccine came to market, which I think we all were. And he heard about the preliminary data suggesting that AstraZeneca, the version in Europe, had a rare side effect, including blood clots, which we all heard about as well.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And it said that it made him anxious. I think I had the same reservations that many people did, Bob. He said he requested that his last name be withheld to protect his privacy, tells Rolling Stone. Then Bob saw a tweet from Goddess Alexandra Snow, a professional dominatrix and dungeon owner who operates Wicked Eden, a BDSM collective based in Columbus, Ohio.
Hmm.
The tweet stated that any submissives who wanted a session with Snow in person would have to show proof of vaccination.
Okay.
Bob had been subscribing to Goddess's Snow OnlyFans and contributing to giving her some money for almost 2 years, and he got in touch with her to discuss whether or not he should get the vaccine. It was less about convincing me and more about informing me to what was the right thing to do, he says. He got his final shot 3 weeks ago. It feels good to know that I'm hopefully contributing to others not falling seriously ill, he says. And of course, it's gratifying to know I've done something that Goddess Snow approves of.
The funniest thing about this to me is that he's not sure if he should get a vaccination or not. And instead of conferring with a doctor, he confers with Goddess Snow.
Who is, it goes on to say that she is into like her, one of her main things is toilet play.
Oh my God. So she'll shit on you.
Which I think is, or maybe it's just like you're a dirty boy, lick the toilet bowl. I don't know enough about it. I wish.
Yeah, I wonder what someone lines, has to. I wonder what the lines on there as far as like prostitution laws. Because you can't pay for someone, you know, in most states you can't pay for sex. But could you pay to have a sexy woman, you know, get naked in front of you and like shit on your face? Or, you know, sure. Or whip your dick? Like what exactly is the line?
Whip her
like,
dick?
Is it just intercourse?
No, we weren't having sex. She was whipping my dick with her uterus. With her cervix.
With her cervix.
She's whipping my dick with her cervix, officer.
But I wonder what I bet you can legally skirt it.
If
you're just but then I guess it would be illegal if she like grabbed his dick.
Sure.
You know, like hand job wise, but then like we watch those weird on the live show.
Oh,
we
yeah.
We watch that weird like boxing, you know, where he's boxing the nuts.
Ball busting.
Mm-hmm. Could you punch the dick and have that not be considered? But if the person comes because you're punching the dick, then is it prostitution?
This is someone's
entire. Very interesting.
Every police department across the country has this branch where they're just trying to figure out BDSM kinks and whether it's legal or.
I can't tell.
I don't know. Did he come? No. Well, then let her go. Take the handcuffs off.
I can. It makes sense to me that if she has a lot of clients coming through, that this would be a concern of hers.
Right. She's probably generally concerned. About getting COVID.
At first, I wasn't picturing like somebody running a professional service. I was just picturing like hookup culture, and I was having fun in my mind like somebody who has no safety other than this. Like they're all about like fucking raw dogging it and just like really aggressive sex and all these things and
right.
Like fucking come all over my face and like everything, you know, stick it in my butt. No protection required, but you got to make sure you get that vaccine. Like someone who just has they don't understand like where it fits in the scheme of other things.
Listen, we all have a line. But what it made me think of that I thought was super funny was there's doms making subs out there do positive shit that has nothing to do with sex. Like they're getting down, whipping his back, he's bleeding,
right.
And he's like, "Now, what I'm gonna need you to do is go down to that community college and enroll some night classes right now, you filthy little bitch."
Yeah.
Oh, okay, Snow.
Okay.
I'm so sorry. And like they go, and he drives him down there. He signs up for some biology classes, like you know, chasing his dream job. And then, you know, gets back there and finishes whipping them. Like, shit like that.
I like that because usually, it's so funny because where the fantasy obviously is usually to demean them because people like to have, like, you know, them call me names and hit me and all that kind of stuff. And so, yeah, just some dominatrix, just like, yeah, whipping this guy and like taking her high heels,
stomping
and just fucking squeezing, you know, smashing his nuts with them.
Sticking the high, like the back part of the stiletto, like in his butthole.
Right.
Over and over again.
You like that, you filthy fucking stupid pig? You like that, you little fucking fat piggy? And then like in the middle of that and like, "Listen, you little fat piggy, your mom was wrong. You are worthy of love."
Right.
You're a strong man. Now shut the fuck up and eat my shit. Open your mouth. I'm going to shit in your mouth. But you know who's not going to shit in your mouth? Your fucking boss anymore.
Right.
I want you to stand up to him next week at work.
But like this weird, job like, opportunity is amazing for you. And I love that for you. Now suck my dick. Like just some weird shit like that. I picture this scenario where she's like, "Okay, listen, Bob, I'm gonna take the handcuffs off you right now. But what you need to do is reach in your wallet, write $20 out, and I want you to put it in this envelope. And if you do that for 1 year, you're gonna have $1,000 at the end of the year to really treat yourself. Now get on the floor and suck my dick."
Right.
Like just what? It's just like it makes them do some like great financial planning.
Right.
At the end of this, you're gonna have $1,000. You can take yourself on a nice little trip. But right now, I'm gonna need you to suck my ass. Okay.
Oh my God.
And he's saving and things are gonna be great.
Yep, I love it.
And a year from now, he's gonna be so happy that Dom Snow gave him that great advice.
It's like you're grabbing like a huge, like one of those scary, gigantic dildos.
Yeah, the Black Destroyer.
Black Destroyer.
If I may.
Mm-hmm, the Black Destroyer. And just be like, "Oh, you're no lube for you, you fucking fat, disgusting little piggy. I'm gonna shove this up your fucking ass. I hope it bleeds. But you know what's not getting shoved up your ass anymore? Other people's problems. You need to set boundaries in your life, right? You need to talk to your
You do enough around the house. Don't you
do enough around the house.
That's why you're here.
Mm-hmm. All right. You don't always be evil
feel
pleaser.
Like, you feel useless, and other people are making you feel down.
Right.
That's not you. But right now, get down on the floor and suck my asshole.
Exactly.
Okay.
I love it.
So that cracked me up.
That's very funny.
Super funny to me. And then this next story for Who the What Fuck was sent in by, I'm going with Gabba209.
It's GBA 209.
Okay.
So I don't know if it's GABA or GIBA.
Got it.
Or but whatever it is a funny story. So, woman who broke into dentist's office to steal cash also confessed to pulling 13 teeth for a victim.
What? What? Was she breaking in the middle of the day?
Family deal. I'm guessing she knew somebody whose teeth were fucked and said, I'll get you in here. Discount deal.
But from a victim.
Yeah.
I'm picturing somebody like, I'm picturing she broke in during the operating hours.
I wish she did.
And the dentist like stepped out for a second.
Oh, and she just happened to be stealing grands and grands of money. He's like, I got it.
Right? And then someone's like, okay, I can pull this teeth out.
You're welcome. I've watched this enough.
So she snuck somebody in with her?
Yeah. Looking at the article, I believe that she stole this money, but then before she got caught for all of this, she did was like trying to help a friend out or something.
Oh my God.
So a Nevada woman who broke into a dentist's office to steal thousands of dollars also extracted 13 teeth from a victim, according to police. So Laurel Urch, 42, was arrested earlier was arrested earlier this week and charged with multiple felony counts, including burglary, grand larceny, and performing surgery without a license. In May, police responded to an after-hours break-in at a dental office in Sun Valley. They found an open door, broken window, and $22,861 in cash and checks stolen, which is a lot of money.
Oh, she worked there.
Yeah, she did work there. So Washoe County Sheriff's Office identified each as a person of interest who was an employee at the dental's office, but not a dentist. And then during the investigation, each confessed to detectives that she had earlier performed 13 tooth extractions on one person despite not having a license. She admitted that she unlawfully performed the procedure and used anesthetic and had been disposed of by the dental office.
Okay.
So I'm guessing she used some of the shit. And
two separate incidents.
They had like a friend who was like, my teeth are fucked.
Right.
I'm going to rip these things out for you.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. So she had, and it might have been at a different time. So previous, since she had keys to the office, she brought in a friend. It was like, yeah, I can get rid of those teeth, but doesn't really know what she's doing. And then another time. Okay. All right. Still super weird.
The balls on this.
Yeah.
Can you imagine?
No.
Like, I'm trying to think of like a different separation. Like if you have no idea what to do with cars. And you happen to be at like an auto body shop.
Yeah.
Like, I got you. Mm-hmm. And you start smashing shit out.
Fucking, oh my God.
I got you. Got to take care of. I'm just going to screw this over here. Yeah, you're all good to go. You're welcome.
You work the scheduling desk at an auto body shop.
Right.
And then after hours, just bring your friend in and be like, no, yeah, what, a transmission rebuild? Fucking, yeah, I can knock that out.
Got you, no problem.
I probably scheduled 1,000 transmission rebuilds.
Right. Just such a huge separation between the two.
Exactly.
It's absolutely insane. So thank you to Gabba for sending that in, because it blew my mind what people think that they can get away with.
Right.
There's absolutely no way. And who was the guy?
Yeah, how did
that conversation start?
Yeah, why would you allow that?
He's like, oh, like they're at dinner. He's like, oh my God, my molars are killing me.
And 13 I can help of you. Them.
Yeah. Fucking, that's a whole...
So this person's like, they're like, you know what, I'm getting dentures.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't fucking care about these teeth. So if they're not pulled out perfectly, oh well.
Sure.
But I mean, which is stupid reasoning, because like you want to make sure the root and everything is gone. But I'm just picturing like, well, you know, it's not like we're preserving these teeth. So what do I need a dentist for? I can just have my friend Laurel right. knock them out.
Or Laurel's like, okay, what's stopping you from just letting me rip all your teeth out? He goes, it's going to hurt a little bit. He's like, well, I got some stuff.
I got stuff.
That's the only thing that's stopping you? Yeah, I just don't want it to hurt. Oh, here, well, get over here.
I got the right kind of pliers.
little shot, and then move on with your life.
Man, I bet that person was sore as shit
when
the painkillers wore off.
Yeah, absolutely.
Welcome to the Canva guided meditation for stress at work. Impending deadline? Generate Canva presentations in seconds.
So fast.
Brainstorm got too big? Summarize with AI in a click. Writer's block. Release with Canva Magic Write.
Magical.
Stress less and save time at canva.com. Designed for work.
Canva.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, I'm so excited because this the one-star heroes we're about to go into was sent in a while back.
Yeah.
And we've talked about
it. We've talked about it numerous times.
But it's been probably a year or so since we have talked about this.
Okay.
So let's get into it. You ready?
I'm ready.
All right, Zach, roll it! I get no respect in real life. Always am upset. So I
let them know I hate them on the internet. Okay, so this is, yes, this is one that's been sent in for a while. We talked about it before, but never did a one star.
Mm-hmm.
Kathy Craig sent in the most recent suggestion, but we've had it sent in by a lot of dummies, and I'm glad I finally looked.
And people do know that if we, like, we can't always credit everybody.
It's
not against you. Yeah, like, we're taking it. We know it's been sent in a fair amount of times.
Yeah.
And sometimes I'll just say, like the starting question today. Where I'm like, it's been sent in by a ton of people.
Yeah.
And so if you sent this in to be like, hey,
right,
I sent that in already. It's like, well, we put it all away.
We still appreciate it. Yeah.
Exactly. 100% appreciate it. All right. So what are we doing today?
Excuse me. Okay. So this product has been discontinued. I don't know. It still has a landing page on Amazon, but it is not in stock. I think because of all the horrible feedback, they stopped making this. Right. I don't know exactly when, but several years ago. It's the Bic Crystal for Her ball pen. 1 millimeter black, 16 count. And a lot of people, like a couple thousand people, did not care for the for her designation for a pen. Like, why would there need to be a woman's pen? And so, you know, the ratings, 2,031 ratings on Amazon, 39% five star, 18% one star, it's 3.5 out of 5. I couldn't find a single rating that was actually based on the pen. They're just people mocking this concept, but they are so funny that I'm like, we gotta
and it is
riff on these.
It is so funny. Such a thing that does not need any sort of gender specific tied to it.
Yeah, it is a ridiculous thing. Like, you do not need it was a marketing ploy that backfired on them. They're like, I'm sure they were like, well, what if we acted like this was a pen specially made for women? Maybe we'll increase our, you know. I bet they did some kind of like research and found out that, like, you know, 60% of Bic pen buyers are men. And they're like, well, why aren't more women buying pens? And, well, what if we marketed a pen specifically towards women?
Uh-huh.
And then did not work, because that's an absurd notion.
It worked for razors.
Well,
I guess that's
fair. It did work for razors. Yeah, which is interesting. Because, like,
razors, they do have sometimes a different build.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Yeah, like,
they'll be
bit.
A little more curved for a leg or an arm than a men's one. But I see what Zach is saying.
True.
And it has worked. We talked about with, like, shampoo and body washes.
Right.
Like, that's a little bit of a fucking joke.
That's all based on scent to me. But, it's like, it's the same soap, but they scent it different for a man versus a woman.
In this case, it's like having, like scissors.
Yeah.
That are, like, scissors for hers. It's like, nah, we got hands.
Yeah, exactly. Table forks for her.
Right.
It's like a slightly lighter. It is so condescending.
It is.
It's so condescending.
Car keys.
Car keys for her. Yeah, it's like a weird, what?
No, it'll still start my car, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Clothes hangers for her. Okay. Yeah, just everything.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, shovel for her.
Uh-huh.
Step stool for her. So here, we'll look at a few five stars and then some one stars, and they're all equally funny to me. But one of the five stars, one of the top rated five stars, Tracy Bartel says, finally, someone has answered my gentle prayers and finally designed a pen that I can use all month long. I use it when I'm swimming, riding a horse, walking on the beach, and doing yoga. It's comfortable, leak-proof, non-slip, and it makes me feel so feminine and pretty. Since I've begun using these pens, men have found me more attractive and approachable. It's given me soft skin, manageable hair, and it has really given me the self-esteem I needed to start a book club and flirt with the bag boy at my local market. My drawings of kittens and ponies have improved. And now that I'm writing my last name hyphenate, with Robert Pattinson's last name, I really believe he may someday marry me. I'm positively giddy. Those smart men in marketing have come up with a pen that my lady parts can really identify with. I love that 41,719 people found that helpful.
It's so funny.
That's awesome.
It's what would be worse if you had like a pen that had like a spare compartment for a tampon.
Right.
Like just weird shit, like some weird combo thing. And like, we got to get more women users.
And it is weird that it's just a pen right. at the end of the day.
It's just a pen.
It's just, and it's a, I believe it was, yeah, black ink. It's a black ink ballpoint pen. But yeah, for her.
Oh, geez.
Next one, David B., 5 stars. It was the perfect Christmas gift. My wife has struggled with man pens all her life. Try as she might, they always wrestle her down, and she has to surrender using them unless writing on a notepad for her macho employer. We've been hoping she could take over keeping the checkbook. Please, no laughter. She's very capable of writing what I tell her in the ledger. Oh, my God. With Bic for her, she now has the confidence and proper fit in her ball pen to write and do things a woman should. Just yesterday, with her bridge club meeting, all the girls could keep score since she loaned them each one of the pens. The women all told her they felt so empowered that they would serve dinner 5 minutes late. My wife's best friend, Betty Sue, even insists her husband will have to tuck in his own napkin tonight.
Jesus Christ.
I was a bit unnerved at first when my wife announced she wanted to drive to the grocery store on her own. I had a gently remind her that operating an automobile is much more complicated than riding, especially with new Bic for her pens. She realized the wisdom I offered was correct, especially since she has never had a driver's license and only recently was allowed to ride in the front seat. I patted her cute bottom and told her how cute she is. She giggled and waltzed into the kitchen to prepare my man meal, following a new recipe she wrote with her ready Bic for her pens. These are so funny to me. The sarcasm and satire.
Goddamn.
And Dari Steiner, 5 stars, wrote, great coming out pens. I sent this to my fiance, who shortly thereafter came out as trans and began her transition.
Uh-huh.
Thanks for helping that along, Bic. Smiley face. And I included this because in parenthetical. And while this falls in line with the joke reviews, I'm entirely serious.
just moved right along. Yeah.
TK, now we're to the 1 stars.
Okay.
Which are the same humor. TK, 1 star. Thanks a lot, Bic. I used one of these pens post hysterectomy and my uterus grew back. Thanks a whole hell of a lot.
Oh my God.
1 star, missing the batteries from Melody. I can't find a switch to turn it on and it didn't come with batteries. This is not the for her product I was expecting at all.
They do have those like squiggle pens though.
Yeah, yeah.
Those come with batteries.
Bic?
Bic, come on. Squiggle pens for her.
Get on it. ADB, 1 star, gender exclusive language. If you're going to make a pen for her, please refrain from calling it a ball pen. We're confused enough.
Goddamn. That is funny.
Amazon customer, 1 star, needs to come with an opener. Sadly, my tiny womanly hands were unable to open the package. Thanks a lot, Bic. I'm hoping one of my 257 cats will chew open the package for me.
This is so good. So good.
Clazy, 1 star, buckles at the mere thought of facial hair. I attempted to write a memoir of my summers as a boy trekking through Appalachia with these pens, but to my surprise, the frail womanly structure of Bic for her pens would consistently be crushed by the Herculean grip of my coarse hairy man hands. The very touch of my tanned palms, weathered by long hours of chopping firewood and building mud huts, acted as a sandpaper, chipping away at the girlish rosé which coated the skin of these effeminate writing utensils. When will Bic release a ballpoint that can withstand the brawny graze of a man's fingers?
And then like, the next one is just a Bic for him.
Right.
And they're just
big ass thick.
Super thick.
Made of steel.
Right.
Two more. One is Jay Kavchinski, writes okay. Confused. As a guy, I like this pen for 28 letters, but then it puts a period and I can't touch it for a week.
Oh, come on.
Stuck a little period joke in there.
Classic.
And then the last one, defective pens, 1 star by Bleary Eye. If you're thinking about buying Crystal for her ball pens, be warned. These pens are defective. They do not, as the name implies, 1, help me make sandwiches for my man. 2, alleviate my PMS or slow my flow. 3, inspire poems about unicorns. 4, make me run through meadows in a white flowing dress with flowers in my hair. 5, make me pout my lips and arch my back in a thong and spiked heels. The designers need to go back to the drawing board. Either that or wait for their ideas about marketing to women mature.
Oh, my God. That is ridiculous.
Those are fun.
But that is so funny. It's such, you know, going back to talking about the gender specific shampoos.
Right, right.
But I mean, it is comical how many more options are out there for women. Yeah. And I'm sure maybe there are certain things that do a part to your hair.
Right.
That's better for your skin and better for this and better for your hoo-ha.
But a lot of it feels just like marketing.
It has to, because if you're a man, yeah, and you have a 12-in-1 Old, yeah, Spice, like body wash, shampoo,
right,
eyebrow, ear hair, mustache,
yeah,
wiener, butt, feet.
Right.
And it's all, you're like, oh, yeah, yeah. So one, you just squirt, yep, it all over, like, and I'm done.
Yep.
And it feels like you're a disgrace to the entire female race if you do not have one thing for all the different parts of your body.
Right.
And it is, I mean, it's fucking sad, really, too.
It is pretty funny now that I think about that. I have gone back and forth between like using my wife's stuff,
uh-huh,
and like very fancy like shampoos and conditioners and all the things.
Right.
And then I have also used just like the all-in-one Target shampoo, body wash, conditioner, uh-huh, shaving cream. It's like fucking everything. They're just like, you know, in one. And no one literally in my entire life has ever been like, your hair looks different.
Wow, is that extra volume in your hair?
Your beard seems different. Like, no matter what I've used, never once got a comment of like, oh, your hair looks a little bit like thicker or,
wow,
or thinner or whatever, more luxurious.
Uh-huh.
Nope.
I know.
Your hair looks nice today, Dan.
Oh, it does. Did you
thank
use
you.
Your, did you Lindsay's shampoo?
I didn't.
Oh.
I retract that. Sorry.
Never mind. Looks like shit.
Looks like shit. Use your dumb man shampoo.
I know, but it's in the thing about it has nothing to do with the way that like that it's built. Even if, yeah, it did, it's still weird. But it's, yeah, just like colors. It had pastel colors.
Yep.
And now it's Bic Pens for hers.
Yeah, that was
for her.
Yeah, that was and it was just weird. I guess, I mean, it came out a while ago, maybe like what, 2010, 11, 12, somewhere in there. But That just feels like whoever was the project lead on, right, that one probably wasn't real young, and they were just stuck a little bit in the past. It's like
they just had a threat from a higher up.
Right,
like, if you cannot increase our sales to,
right,
to women, you're done.
Well, that's been a thing for a while now, where it's like, you know, maybe when we were growing up or when I was growing up, it was like, you know, boys blue, girls pink.
Oh yeah,
but that's changed so much, you know, recently. That's just like a weird like throwback product.
Yeah.
It's like with these weird pastel, what is this, the 1950s? No. Yeah, very strange.
It is super strange. Yeah, so who sent that in?
That was Kathy Craig.
Okay, thank you, Kathy Craig. And then anybody else, any of the dummies who have sent it in over the year, thank you so much for bringing, yeah, that in, because, man, some of those, the hardest I've laughed in quite a while.
Yeah, those couple of those first ones.
So funny.
My God. I mean, it, you know, obviously it gets repetitive after a little while. It's
sure,
like a similar kind of, but there's so, and if you just want more laughs, I mean, just go, it's hard to find using Amazon search bar, but if you just put in, you know, buy, or just put in Amazon Bic for her ball pens, the link comes up to the old landing page. It won't show up, I don't think, in their search anymore, but you can find it. Yeah, and there's 2,000 of those, and there's so many funny ones.
I'm trying to think of ways they could have made it more offensive, like they're super tiny, like they're tiny, right, little pens.
Yeah.
Like, for her, to fit your tiny little hands.
For weak fingers and fragile wrists.
For braille bones. It's like, what the fuck are you doing? For small minds.
Bic for her pens.
For small minds.
For small minds. For small minds.
Just like you.
For small hands and smaller minds. Bic for her pens. When you're not strong enough to hold a regular pen.
With an easy to open package.
When regular pens are intimidating. Yeah. Yeah. Easy open package.
Easy open package. You don't break your arm. It's like, what are you doing, Bic? What the fuck, dude? Get out of here. All right, you want to hear a happy story?
Yes.
Let's do a happy story.
Okay.
Zach, happy story!
Sliver of hope!
This was sent in by Dummy Austin.
Austin.
And it is so cute. I love the idea because, well... Well, you'll see. I mean, okay, we've covered a little bit about this. It's the same vein as the remember the dad that was out there. God damn, I wish I could remember his name. Where he had all like the help you videos. So if you lost father,
yeah,
he'd like show you how to shave, mm-hmm, or how to tie a tie.
He had a YouTube channel just helpful videos. Absolutely,
yeah, exactly, for people who just never grew up with a father figure in their life.
Yes,
and this is along that same vein. So Iowa Grandma provides children's stories to hundreds of fans on Facebook.
Aww. So that is so cute.
Yeah, so an acne grandma is gaining attention online for her virtual bedtime stories. Grandma Betty goes through her favorite children's books scattered in her living room with colorful stuffed animals set up in the stage. She finally picks the perfect tale to read for her fans at night. But when Grandma Betty starts reading, it's more than her stuffed animals listening. Her story reached nearly 400 fans on Facebook. Her granddaughter Haley captures every word of every story on her phone, but children and adults tune in every single week. The 83-year-old, who loves to rock a green eyeshadow, also gets in character. Some of the people who lost their mom or their grandma would come, give me a hug, and they cried and cheered them up as well. I said, well, I can help you. I'm happy to be your Grandma Betty for you, Betty said.
Aww.
You can follow Grandma Betty's Facebook page, request a book you want her to read, and be notified the second she starts reading the bedtime story.
That's so cute.
It's like she'll go live and read it. We will have a link to the Facebook page in the episode description today.
Oh, okay, cool.
If you want to take a look at it. But I have watched a lot of them, and it is just so comforting. Where you just you sit down,
yeah,
and she a lot of times she's just sitting on her couch,
mm-hmm.
She's laying back. She has the top of the couch has all the stuffed animals all over it,
yeah.
And she talks to the camera for a little bit, and then it's just like over the shoulder as Grandma Betty reads to you.
That's so good. I know, so cute.
It is so cute.
In Ankeny, Ohio. I don't know where that is.
Either way,
I'm guessing a pretty small town.
It fucking better be
small town, Grandma.
It's the biggest town. We were like, what? It's the capital of Ohio?
We find out that like in the demographics, whatever city rankings, it's like Atlanta, Dallas-Fort Worth, Ankeny, Iowa.
Right.
It's fucking 3 million people?
You fucking kidding me?
How did I miss that my whole life?
Who did this?
But I just love that too. It's like little small town grandma. She's on Facebook. I'd never heard of anybody doing this. She came up with a really cool concept. That's awesome.
I hope she gets a bunch more followers. And if you do have a chance to pop over there and give her a like for the dummy support group,
mm-hmm.
Hop over there and give her a little clicky.
And if you want to support her financially, she does have an OnlyFans account.
She does. Mm-hmm. Which only for another month though before they ban it.
They're gonna ban the adult content. She's gonna have to switch it up.
Can we talk for a second about that?
She reads in the news. Or reads in the nude.
Whoa. Why are they doing that?
I don't know why they're doing that either. I feel like this is a big fuck up by OnlyFans. Like
maybe they have a plan. I mean,
oh, I'm sure they do.
Because we've gotten hit up by OnlyFans. I'm not sure if you've seen those emails, but they've hit up like the podcast and trying to do exclusive content.
Sure,
like maybe like Patreon type stuff.
Sure, yeah,
like a subscription model, which we know. I mean, Patreon, Apple's doing it. Spotify's doing it. It's just a matter of time. And Stitcher has Stitcher Premium. I'm not sure if it's released yet, but maybe it is. But they're having these subscription models.
Yeah.
I think OnlyFans, for whatever reason, was like, well, we can't just be naked chicks or else we're not going to get big enough.
Mm.
And they're trying to open it up so that because OnlyFans, the name itself doesn't have to be naked.
No.
So I think they're trying to separate themselves. And God, I guess hope they better have enough money for this separation, because it's going to take a while to build it back up.
Yeah.
It's the banking investors, I think, is what some of the articles said.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. They're trying to make it wholesome and more universal.
Which is so stupid on that end, too. Where it's
or have
like,
two different portals.
Right.
Have naked fucking tits, puss, wieners.
I think that's the plan, actually.
And then
I think so.
And then Grandma Betty over here. I thought they're taking it off entirely.
I think they're taking it off, but they're going to do another site.
Oh.
But I'm like not OnlyFans. I'm not 100% sure. I've only seen a couple articles.
I would think like if the OnlyFans is already like it's too late. It's already synonymous with like random people doing adult content. So leave that. Take the infrastructure and the employees you have to create a second thing.
Mm-hmm.
Use this press you're getting to talk about that and trying to come up with a new thing. And let OnlyFans continue to be
what it is.
I don't know. To me, that almost feels like Pornhub is thinking that they can compete with Netflix if they just can do original content.
Right.
You know? They're probably crushing Netflix as far as downloads.
They can have great movies.
They can have great movies.
But not going to work.
They already have the directors. They have the cameramen.
Actors.
They're probably going to need all new actors.
Well, come on. So, all the actors are willing to do nudity scenes.
True.
A bonus.
A healthy roster of actors willing to do nude scenes. But yeah, well, we'll see if it works out for them or not. But I think it's a dumb call.
Yeah.
I'm going to predict it's not going to work out for them.
Yeah, I think I'm in that same boat.
I think they're overreaching.
Mm-hmm, I do. I mean, and again, unless they have enough money to really sit it out for a bit and rework it and get some big names to come in, or they have some big names lined up right now that are going to help boost this new like marketing angle that's not dicks, pussies, boobs.
Right.
That's what I think it is right now.
I just think like that's a big market.
It is.
There's got to be so many accounts and so much money being exchanged in those accounts for just like, I actually did see in my newsfeed a thing popped up about this morning, and it was some lady in California who was a special education teacher.
And she
did enjoy that, everything like that, but she's, you know, also like very attractive and, you know, very sexual person. And she is making more money each month than she made each year as a teacher. And she is, you know, understandably very upset about this change.
I bet.
Where it's like, it's money that has dramatically changed her life. And I don't know. I just hate that puritanical stuff where it's like if so, they're just, if 100,000 or 1 million people can make a little money, I don't know, what, jerking off, whatever they want to do, fucking DJing to the camera, having sex. If that's what they want and they don't care, like, what's the problem?
Sure. And I've seen that same story you mentioned with the teacher, with nurses. And athletes,
right,
that have been like, I don't like it that much because I could just do this and make five times the amount of money I'd be making at like the top of my field.
Oh my God.
It's like, well, they have different paths.
Yeah.
And I guess all of these are women.
Right.
Are there any success stories for dudes?
There's got to be.
There's got to be. I just don't know of any because I'm probably not looking for them.
I think there's got to be – you don't see them in the articles as much. There's got to be, I would think – I doubt there are any like OnlyFans male nudity accounts that are killing it with a female demographic. It's just like that just never – that business model never seems to work. And I know some women do like porn, but they don't seem to seek it out as much as men do in a way like to monetize it.
Yeah.
I'm guessing there's some dudes who are appealing to other dudes who are making some money, but it's still
– In some women, but is it as lucrative as the other way around? I don't know.
I doubt it.
Yeah.
I bet like women are making them. I mean, it has like to monetize sexuality, it's never – there's never been a better time.
Historically.
Yeah. Never been a better time because like, you know, you can make like a crazy, you know, argument about like, well, in the past it was basically, you know, trying to find a dude making a lot of money or whatever like that, like a long time ago, and that was kind of marketing sexuality. But then with like the porn and stuff, it's like, you know, there's all these articles about these porn actresses not getting paid anything and like greedy kind of produce, taking advantage of them, exploiting them, and now they get to be their own producers, they own their own content,
right?
And so if you're going to do that, it's never been more equitable and more lucrative than it is right now.
And if OnlyFans goes away, something else coming up.
That's the
someone
thing
else
too.
Just go ahead and be like, well, you fucked it. Thank you for this liver.
Yep, for handing all this money to us. Then
we'll take it.
I wish Facebook would do that.
Oh, that'd be fun.
If Facebook became the new OnlyFans,
mm-hmm.
Oh, or if God. They fucked up so bad that they had to change.
Yes.
Well, we kind of see that coming.
How funny would that be? Just misunderstanding what Zach meant there for a second. Since Facebook has kind of gotten to an older demographic.
That's what I was thinking, yes.
And all of a sudden, like your mom's fucking flipping through, like catching up on the grandkids. And just in her feed is just a dude just jerking it straight to camera. You fucking like that? You fucking like that? You know, like just, yeah. Just.
And all the ads are like catered to it though. So like, they say like, you fucking like that? Katie. And like a fake automated voice comes over and says the name.
Oh my God. Like, to parents. You fucking like that? You fucking like that? Charlene.
Right, exactly. Oh yeah, you want that? Want me to fuck your ass? Kathy. Like the robot voice that starts our show.
Oh my God, that's so great.
Just so broken down. No, that would be great. Like, what the shit? I guess not. And it's like, would you like to hide this ad? Yeah, how long? Forever. And the next picture is your grandkids? How fucked up is this?
Oh my God.
What a world.
Yeah, crazy. Yeah,
Facebook
feed.
Just says, fuck it. We're going to grab as much money as we can on the way out.
Yep. Yeah, exactly. We got 6 months left. We're just going to make as much money as we can. Yeah, it is some feed of like, hey, grandma, having fun on the swings or whatever. Just like on a playground. And she's like, oh, great. And then like scrolls up like, ah, you fucking want that, Suzanne. I'll fucking take all this dick.
Yeah. I also heard you like this lamp. And I just like show you. I heard you're looking for a new couch.
Oh my God. It's just all over the place.
Photoshop, like different shit that you want.
Oh, that.
Like for us, it could just be like video and audio equipment.
Right.
Like, hey, Joe. Or it's a girl. Hey, Joey. Heard you like new cameras. And like a fucking, like an ad just slides in. They're like, oh, you got me.
Luring you in with porn to give you to buy other things that you've been searching for online.
Buy a video camera.
That's funny just to think about the algorithm that just like controls all the marketing and everything online, and they keep refining that just to have it go haywire. And it just starts throwing out like random things that don't make any sense. You know, it's like trying to sell you like garden tools 1 second, and then it's just like BDS porn, it's like showing up the next.
It's like if Wish.com, which we've talked a little bit about on the show, it's it's just like all over the place.
Right.
If they were running all of the targeted ads for Facebook, like that's what, all you would get, which is ridiculous shit. It's like, here, I heard you like a vibrator with a beaver on it that makes coffee. You're like, yeah, I guess I kind of do.
Okay.
Sure, why not? Okay, so I'm going to show you a thing that I found on the internet.
Okay.
All right. Do it!
The internet has all sorts of neat things. Anything you want can be yours. Let's take a peek, together, as a couple, to you, from internet.
This is coming in from Dummy Bruce, and in the URL, I want you to know that it's coming from www.monstercocks.com.
Okay.
I mean, I'm not sure if that gives you a lead into what it might be about.
Right, right.
But
okay,
here we go.
Monstercocks.com.
And I guess found this very interesting. These are severed finger nipple clamps.
Oh. Okay. That is interesting. I mean, they're well done, but yes,
sure.
It looks like somebody cut some fingers off at the last knuckle there.
It's two thumbs.
Bloody
stumps.
Sorry,
thumb and a pointer.
Yeah, thumb and a pointer. It's all like bloody beneath, connected to a chain, and those are your nipple clamps. That's dark.
It is dark. $150
all right.
bucks.
All right.
But marked down from 200.
We can't look at the other ones on the pictures because you have to blur them out.
Yeah. So I'll leave those down there. And of course, which we haven't covered, but I can't link to these either. So in the episode description, you're going to see a thing that says, just look up severed finger nipple clamps.
Okay.
So we don't get in trouble again.
Yeah,
so I got in trouble for that a while back.
For sending people to the...
But these are so ridiculous because it just sparks up this conversation of you have no idea what other people are into.
Right.
Like somebody could see this and be like, fuck yeah. Perfect for my nipple collection, my nipple clamp collection.
Right.
And then for me, I'm like, that's just so funny. Like if I was making out with, you know, fucking having sex and someone pulled out some severed finger nipple clamp,
right.
I'm like, you goofball, put this away.
So like, what are you doing?
It's a silly joke. It's my favorite nipple clamps. I'm like, yeah, they're fucking goofy as shit. Get them out of here.
It's kind of scary, and this is not kink.
But Halloween is coming up.
Yeah, Halloween's coming up. This is not kink shaming. This is just like
fear. No, absolutely not.
This is what I was going to say.
Oh.
Is if somebody like got those and that's what really turned them on. Like all of the sex toys were like severed body parts.
You've been doing all your best moves to them.
Right.
Like you've been doing all your favorite. You're doing handstand, eating her out with with dick helicopters and like on one hand.
I was like,
she's like, meh, like barely wet. You're like,
and
oh,
then,
fuck, what
and
is
then
what she
severed
need?
Fingers are just what does it. But like everything is, it's like a dildo that looks like a dick that's been cut off.
Oh boy.
Like a bloody stump. Like everything.
A blunt force dick.
And that's all they want is things that are like really like gory. I'd be like, are you a murderer?
Are you fine?
Would you be, is the best orgasm I could give you the one where like I die first? I let you stab me in the heart.
Are you
going to
say,
my throat?
If I am choking you and you say harder and you just never stop saying harder, like, is that your favorite way
right,
to come?
Right.
Like when you're dead? Is that what you want? I figured that you cut out, you mentioned like a cut off dick dildo. You know how they have those dildos that pump fake sperm? This one just pumps fake blood out.
Oh, my God. That's what turns you on? Just like, come all that blood all over me.
And if that does, fine.
That's fine. I mean, some people are very good at like differentiating fantasy in real life.
But just know, if we cross paths, I'm running.
Mm-hmm.
I've never ran faster. Like, oh, my God.
It's scary.
I'm going to do the same thing. Let me go to the bathroom. Just right out the fucking door. I just have to change into my bloody dick costume. And then out the bathroom window I go.
I'm just picturing a couple, you know. Which is crazy, it's coming up so fast, but like Kyler is a young man now and he's like, you know, asking me advice. He's talking about like some new girl he's dating.
Okay.
And then he brings up like all the severed body part.
Right.
You know, things. And then like the blood pump. I'm going to advise him to run. Get away as fast as you can.
Everything else, you're like, no, play it out. Play it out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that could be a whole range of things, Kyler.
Right, right.
You have to explore yourself and explore her and figure out what you're into. And she goes, okay, well, whipped out the severed finger nipple clamp. She's like, you got to go.
You got to get a restraining order. You're going to stay with me for a while.
Right.
You're
going to sell your house. Wherever you're staying at the time, it's fine. Just sell it. We'll figure it out when you get here.
I'm going to find her. I'm going to threaten her. I'm going to get ahead of this.
Right.
I'm going to let her know that, you know, I'll kill her if she tries to do something to you. We're going to handle this, you know.
He has this special, like, Batman button. But it just says like severed finger nipple clamps on it. Where if he ever comes across it, he pushes it, and then you fucking know exactly where he's at.
just GPS,
like a spotlight beam. You're like, oh no,
must save him.
Just go save Kyler from the severed finger nipple clamps. Weird, sir. It reminds me of check for shoes.
Check for shoes.
A little bit.
Check for shoes.
Check for
severed finger nipple clamps.
Perfect. All right, we only have one dummy to hear from this week. Let's get to it.
Let's do it.
Do it.
Chuck mail.
This one.
And this is what you were talking about earlier, right?
Yes. So we only have one piece of junk mail coming in this week from Dummy Josh. It's some wonderful insight, I thought. So it says, fuck, hello, you glorious dumb meat sacks. On today's episode, which was a while back now, Dan said something that I disagree with. I titled the email, "You said something dumb," but maybe it should have said, "You said something incorrect that so many people say all of the time."
Okay.
You were talking about the Facebook ban and said, maybe they're worried about caving to the far leftist cancel culture. Cancel culture!
Yes.
Fuck!
Got it.
And I get it. But I never understood why people say this. To be clear, I'm not far left. Like you guys, I have a mix of opinions, some left-leaning thoughts, some right-leaning beliefs, and a pinch of libertarianism tossed into the mix. My beef isn't that there isn't leftist cancel culture, but I think the media has really ran away with that narrative. I think cancel culture happens for everyone. Everyone, all caps.
Hmm.
Was it the left that boycotted Goodyear back in 2019? Were Democrats throwing their Keurig coffee machines off their balconies and posting it to Twitter when they got their ads pulled from Fox News? I don't think it was the left that was burning their Nikes after Kaepernick got the endorsement deal.
Okay.
Also, so much stuff gets attributed to the leftist cancel culture that's not. They're canceling the Muppets, Dr. Seuss, and Mr. Potato Head. Muppets are easier to watch than ever. They just have a disclaimer saying, hey, this was made a long time ago, so don't come after us. It's really a disclaimer to prevent cancel culture from coming after them, but somehow the left is canceling them. Dr. Seuss pulled some books and wanted to update the art and make it less offensive. They already did with the the places you will go. At least I think that's the one. I could be wrong. It used to say China, ma'am, and the Chinese character had buck teeth and yellow skin. I actually remember book. They've been doing this for a while, just making some changes to the books and then re-releasing them. But somehow it's also the left's fault, even though no one asked for that to happen.
Yeah.
Which is true. I remember that about Dr. Seuss. Yeah. We've been pulling books all the time that we thought were just not right for our brand.
Yeah.
Mr. Potato Head is launching a new line of potato heads and wanted to change the line of toys to Potato Head instead of Mr. Potato Head, because now they have a Mrs. Potato Head, a boy potato head, and a girl potato head. It was a capitalist move, rebranding for a product launch. They just wanted to know that they have more than just Mr. Potato Head. Lastly, Facebook's top posts consistently are Charlie Kirk, Steve Crowder, and Ben Shapiro. Last time I checked, the top 7 pages were all extremely right-leaning. To me, at least, it just makes sense that they're more worried about the audiences quitting their services, which I get that as well. So I used to bitch and moan about cancel culture from the left as much as anyone, but a friend explained this to me, and I just explained it to you guys. Now I spread my hatred of cancel culture across the aisle as everyone is guilty of it. Hope this helps you be less dumb, and hope you don't think that this is a JSW screeching at you because you said something that they didn't like. I had a friend recently explain all this to me.
SJW? Yeah.
Regretted all the dumb stuff I said about cancel culture before I actually thought about it. Love you guys and everything you do. Just hoping to make you slightly less dumb. Meat sack. Josh from Dallas.
Start with
your fucking rental car system.
Yeah, you know what? That is really smart. And he's absolutely right. That is a good thing to think about. It is not just the left. And actually, I forgot that I was talking about this with the Black Rifle guys because they... One of them thanked me. I can't remember if it was on the podcast or not. It might have been both, actually, on and off. But they were just like, hey, thanks for supporting us during like this Rittenhouse debacle.
Yeah, I remember that.
But because there was that thing. And then they talked about, because actually I might have even said that to them, like, you know, associated some cancel culture stuff with more like leftist thoughts. And they were like, well, and they brought up that example.
Oh, okay.
And they talked about how initially it came, you know, some cries from the far left of like, how dare you support him in this situation? This is so insensitive and just like wrong, blah, blah, blah. You know, when they hadn't, he just happened to be wearing some of their stuff on his own choice. But then when they denounced the supporting him and said like, no, he had nothing to do with that. That was just something he wore on his own. Well, then cancel culture from the far right came and were like, wanted to boycott Black Rifle products because they weren't supporting, you know, like that. And so that is a perfect example of like, it can come from both extremes. Mm-hmm. And I'm very guilty of associating that with just the one extreme.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a good thought.
It's a good thing to keep in balance. It is very true. And as we navigate through this, I don't know, this timeline of just these different fucking boxes.
Yeah.
Like we talked about pretty much out the gate today, where it's like, oh, you think this one thing? Then you go here.
Right.
It's like that whole mentality is going to be a goddamn problem. Well, it already is.
And our brains are trained to do that. That's why it becomes such a problem, where it's like, you know, we were cavemen and cavewomen and all that stuff. You know, complex, you know, getting bogged down in like all the nuances of something can get you killed. Because when you're trying to hunt some like aggressive animal, or you're fighting, you know, members of some other tribe, fast thinking, bad. That person, bad. Get the bad person. This person, good. On my team. Don't worry about them. Animal, bad. Kill fast. You know, like those things are hardwired into us. And so our brains are programmed to like, okay, I need to. And just for simplicity's sake, there's so much information coming at us all the time. And we want to categorize things.
Right.
Our brains just innately want to do that. It is just easier to throw like, okay, all these people go in this box. All these people go in that box, which is where like racism, sexism, you know, homophobicness, and now this kind of stuff with like political ideas, it all comes from the same kind of like parts of the brain.
Right.
So, which is good to know, because then it's like, you know, there should be that awareness of like, we should all be working on fighting that all the time.
Sure.
And constantly kind of trying to recalibrate our brains, which is why I'm glad, you know, listeners like Josh are not afraid to send and be like, hey, you're not right about this.
Sure.
Because I'm like, yeah, as soon as that came in and as soon as he broke it down, I'm like, oh, okay, he's right.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
It does come from multiple angles. Mm-hmm. And I'm guilty of it as well. So yeah. He addressed you, but I just didn't talk about that, I don't think, on that episode. But I'm very guilty of the same thing.
Yeah, because I hadn't thought about that in a long time. And I'm like, oh, yeah, okay. It can – just kind of like right now, it is funny too with like the whole like, you know, with the vaccine stuff, like that freedom of choice. And like, you know, that's coming from the left in this example. But the far right also, it's like you talk about, if you want to get into it with like, you know, pro-choice, you know, pro-life, it's like it's all issue by issue, but they can become very anti-freedom too. Because I look at like when you're pro-life and you want it from a government place, if you want to be pro-life personally, totally get it. But when you want it from a government mandated place,
yeah,
to me, that's anti-freedom. You're taking away somebody else's, you know, choice.
Yeah.
And then it's funny to have that person then make the same argument about like, how dare you take away my choice here? Yeah, we all do that in a variety of ways.
Yeah.
Yeah, it does come from all sides.
Good to have a checkpoint. Yeah. Well, checkpoint. So thank you, Josh.
Yeah, thanks, Josh.
I thought that was an important one to throw in the show.
Humans suck.
Mm-hmm.
Well, fine. That's one way to look at it.
That's how I'm looking at it.
Okay. That's fine. Well, that's episode 57. Are you ready to leave?
I'm ready to leave.
Well, let's get the fuck out of here.
It's funny, my brain is still trying to like, yeah, but the left does it more.
Oh.
Like it still wants to like, but I can't find any concrete examples. I'm like, yeah, but I think they're more cancel-y. I mean, I don't even know if they are. But it's funny how like I've been in that mindset for so long. My brain's like, just doesn't want to switch.
I think one is more tied to just like change and new and not the way it's been. And my brain will try to tie them into that.
Yeah.
And I have no idea if that's true or not.
Yeah.
So, yeah. It's worth exploring.
Life is complicated.
That is the goddamn point of the show.
Yes.
Try to be less dumb.
It's hard.
It's hard. It is super hard. Hey, Zach Flannery, thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Producing and directing today. Zach Cohen for creating some of the custom music beds for the show. Logan Keith pumping out the best merch in the podcast game for all three of our shows. And you can find those at badmagicmerch.com. We do have the brand new Is We Dumb playing cards available right now. You can find those at badmagicmerch.com or iswedumb.com. Along with all the new merch that we drop. Be sure to follow us on Instagram and Facebook at Is We Dumb. And if you want to join the private Facebook group, Is We Dummies, just go to Facebook and search for Is We Dummies. And thanks to Liz Hernandez and the All Seeing Eyes for moderating that. YouTube channel, Bad Magic Productions. That's it. Go search for that. You can view all of the shows we do here at Bad Magic Productions. And if you have something you want to see on the show, go to dumb or iswedumb.com. Send an email there. And if you just want to ask a question, about, you know, our wives and moms changing bodies.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I forgot about that already. I already blocked it out.
info@iswedumb.com. Any last words before I just give you a neat little factoid?
I have a feeling on socials we're going to see some of the most – not some. We're going to see the most horrific posts yet.
That's all I want.
Things taken out of context from the beginning of the show, not going to look good. I was thinking of that as I was saying, I'm like, oh, this is a bad standalone quote.
Logan is the best at it.
Mm-hmm.
And we're about to find out.
We made his job of making us look even crazier than we are the easiest we've ever made it.
I guess he'd be like, I'll fuck your mom.
Yep.
Like just weird shit like that. Like, I'll fuck your mom. She's dead. She's unconscious, right? Yeah. You fuck her. I'll fuck your wife. Like just weird shit going back and forth.
Yep.
All right, let's wrap it up.
Okay.
Okay. Neat fact.
Wow. Neat fact.
Hey, did you know this?
What?
The first American roller coaster was originally used to transport coal down a hill. After people found that it could reach speeds up to 50 miles per hour,
oh my God.
Tourists asked if they could ride in it for a few cents.
Those are brave sons of bitches.
Eastern Pennsylvania.
Just get in a coal cart that goes like 50 miles an hour. Like, yeah, that sounds fun. Can I pay you?
Holy shit.
Can I pay you for that death ride?
Like, we're losing money, but I'm not putting coal, you know, coal in it. Like, I don't care what's it cost. I want to write it down.
Some 19th century adrenaline junkies.
And then, like, the kicker is people would show up and they'd watch it. And that was like, it's an amusement
someone,
thing.
Someone was like, ding, ding, ding. Mm-hmm. Okay, let's build these for real.
Exactly.
I love that one.
I love that one. All right, guys, we'll see you next week. Bye! It's Week Down!
It's Week Down! Add Magic Productions.
This is a big year. The Ohio Lottery's golden anniversary. 50 years of excitement, of growing jackpots and crossed fingers. 50 years of funding for schools, of changed lives and brightened days. 50 years of fun, and that is worth celebrating. So watch for can't-miss promotions, huge events, and new games that will make the Ohio Lottery's 50th year its biggest one yet. Learn more at funturns50.com.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.